In. It's Rise of Fame lunch. I want you to do. I never do this actually, and hopefully your introduction is not going to be super long. I want you to introduce yourself to our listeners listening in the place of the rising sun. Go in among.
All right, guys. How's everybody doing? Here you've got Thembelam Kabela from Nelspruit, originally from Nkomazi. In short, I'm a guy who lives life, and I believe in three words, three Ds: dedication, discipline, diet. What you feed yourself is everything everybody's going to receive. So stay true to yourself and being gag.
And being gag. And gag, by the way, he says is a translation for a strong man. It's a bit tricky. I've never heard anyone saying gag. But there's a bit of a twang in there. When you said 3 Ds earlier, I got a little bit worried about how am I going to stop him from continuing with the 3 Ds. But we're going to get into our conversation. The hashtag is Dumengani. Thank you for joining us on Rise FM Lunch, Thembela.
My pleasure.
What are you known for? What are you famous for? What is the one thing everybody or most people know you for?
Listen, I'm known for being a positive, outgoing guy, a go-getter who's got no fear. I think that's the best way I can sum it up. That's what I'm known for. But as a person who studied marketing, I've made myself a brand. So I'm known for a lot of things. I'm known for training. I'm known for modeling. I've known for working at marketing events. And I'm also known for working sanitation.
Sanitation.
Yes.
Nice. Absolutely love it. It sounds like you're a very busy guy. How often do you frequent the gym?
Very often, every day. If I'm not at the gym, I'm at home. I'm at home doing a trail run, or I'm doing 400-meter heels, and I'm doing some farmer's walk.
Would you say you're addicted to fitness?
I wouldn't say it's an addiction or an obsession, but I think it's the way that I live. It's a lifestyle. When people say something is a lifestyle, I think they don't know how to explain it. They make it like it's such a detrimental thing. But, you know, it's something that I can let off steam, something that brings calmness to me, something that motivates me, something that inspires me, something that gives me energy.
I'm going to get to this one a bit later, because as you were mentioning that, I'm wondering if there are ladies who are able to explore this, because for us, there's also an issue of safety. We want to go out for those jogs, we want to go out for those walks, but then it's like, hey, am I going to be safe going out for a jog or a walk at 4 a.m., for instance?
Yeah.
But first thing first, how did you get into fitness? When was the day? Do you remember the day?
I love
when
the question.
You decided, you know what, I'm doing this now and I'm not looking back.
I love the question, and I'm going to try to keep it as short as possible.
Please.
Remember, we're all children. We never stop being a child.
Yeah.
So I grew up in Koma. So Koma, we were always playing games on the streets, you know, boy, and you, and things like that.
Yeah.
So I grew up having the sports instinct in me, and I had the privilege of moving from Komazi to Springville Primary in Pretoria, where there was something I was introduced to called PT. So those were physical classes, physical training we were having during the week, two times in a week for an hour. During school hours, So this is 2002 now.
Okay.
So that's when I started training, and that's when I fell in love with it. And I've been training ever since. I've never stopped till today.
Are you kidding me?
And that's 2002. So yeah, I'm exposing my age a bit there.
How's some talent though? Maybe you look good because of the fitness, because it plays into how you look
100%,
as well, ultimately.
100%.
What does 3D have to do with what you do?
Okay. Now, 3Ds is not something I always knew, but it's something I developed with getting old. Remember, when you get older with experience, you gain wisdom.
Yeah.
So I had to find a way to make gym a part of me.
Yeah.
So for me, gym, I was dedicated to the gym. I was disciplined to go every day and to eat the right food. You understand? So I translated that to being everything in life. You must be dedicated, disciplined to what you feed yourself, your diet. So everything that you put in your body, whether it's what you read, what you watch, it's something that you put inside of you, and something everybody's going to experience, you know? And that's how 3Ds came into me. I'd actually like to quote something from your show earlier when you opened the show.
Yeah.
I just didn't get the gentleman's name, a speaker who was here earlier, who said that what matters is how you speak to yourself and what you're listening to, because that's what people will hear you say out of your mouth. So that's how I liked him saying that, because then they helped me translate the 3Ds for you guys even better. Because everything that you feed yourself is literally what people will receive. You understand? And sometimes people will mistake gym guys like me for taking substances like steroids. And no, steroids will not keep you fit. They will not make you gain longevity.
Yeah.
But instead, they're going to shorten your life because of the things that come with it. You know, you can get TB, you can get diabetes. There's so many things that can happen. You can get cardiac arrest. A lot of people who take steroids die in their sleep, if you didn't know.
Ooh.
They get heart attacks. Some get heart attacks while training. So you need to be disciplined and dedicated to what you feed yourself holistically.
If it's not steroids, what are the alternatives? The healthier? Because, I mean, steroids, one would say it's supplements. People take supplements. A supplement could be because you don't want to eat your spinach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you're going to take that pill that gives you 1, 2, 3. Other natural things you can take if you want to live a healthier lifestyle without having to now take your supplements and steroids and don't.
All right. In life, there's no shortcut to anything.
Yeah.
You have to work hard. You have to know what you want. You have to be sure that what you want to start, you're going to keep on going. You can't start and stop halfway. That's why we call gym a lifestyle.
Yeah.
We call sports a lifestyle. It's not something you start and then you stop. You need to be determined and dedicated and committed to it. Because the moment you commit to it, you're committing to yourself. Because you're taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
I'm going to quote a lot, right?
Go ahead.
She was playing a song by Tiwa Savage, right? Somebody's going to love you one day.
Yeah.
Nobody will love you enough until you love yourself.
Mm.
So love yourself to be sure that everything that you feed yourself is good. Mm-hmm. So supplements are not bad, but you don't have to use them fully or all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You can use them 6 months in your gym session. If you just started gymming now, you can start using them 6 months after you've started your gym journey. Because in 6 months, that's where you start seeing your foundation starting in your gym life or in your body. That's when you start seeing results in 6 months. So I think that's when I always suggest that that's when people should start taking supplements. And supplements would be BCAAs, amino acids.
No brands, right?
BCAAs would be the best. Creatine, glutamine. And it depends on what body type you have, because there's three different body types, right? There's a ectomorph, there's an endomorph, and there's a mesomorph. So it depends on what body type you are to know what kind of supplement you must use. You can use a whey protein or a mass builder or a lean muscle gainer.
There's one thing we don't take serious as individuals, and it plays into everything, our lifestyles and whatnot, the food we eat every day. You just eat whatever is prepared in lean. You don't know what your body actually will receive well. Some people discover they have allergies only after consuming something, but not many go to the doctors or for consultation or just to check what is my blood type, what foods can I eat, what foods will help grow my body, without even talking about supplements. What I was leading to was actually the type of foods that play into your fitness, if we're talking lifestyle, what foods can one eat that will enhance your fitness?
Okay, this is gonna sound very weird to a lot of people. I'm a very traditional person, number one, coming from Nkomazi, right? So I eat a lot of pap. I eat a lot of. I'm gonna be honest.
Okay.
I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I'm an ectomorph, so I'm a small person naturally.
Okay.
So it's not easy for me to gain weight.
Okay.
That's why you need to know your body type.
Yes.
It's not easy for me to gain weight, right? I've got a fast metabolism. So I eat pap, and my favorite meals, I don't really eat meat. I don't like meat. I eat meat now and then, mostly when we braai, right?
Yeah.
But my favorite foods would be mpito. I don't know if I can say mpito in Swati.
Yes, you can. Oh, yes.
Mpito, inkaka, likushe, beans, like maponchis, literally
brown,
beans.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good for you, good in iron.
Beans, yeah.
As well as chicken and fish. Those are fundamentals to your body.
Yeah.
And how you cook them is very important. Don't use too much oil. Try to grill it. Try to boil your food, you know, and don't put too much spices. Salt is sometimes very much enough, you know.
Oh, we love salt.
You know what I'm saying? And funny enough, you'll find me eating 3 meals of rice, just plain rice with potatoes. 3 meals before I go to the gym. Every day.
Yo, my memories of eating pap and potato in the dark when there's no light, there's a candle, and you're like, which one is pap here? You can only tell when it's in the mouth.
And funny enough, and that's what's good for you. The simple
right?
The simple things that you people don't like is what's best for you.
I know, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe we just,
But if I'm going to be general, right? Fish, chicken, rice, basmati rice. That's the best way to go.
Oats
in the morning. Your boiled eggs. Do not eat the egg. The yolk. Don't eat the yolk.
Don't eat the yolk.
If you're gonna have 4 eggs, you can have 1 egg with the full yolk. Cause yolk is gonna increase your cholesterol. So you can have
What do we do with the yolk now?
Throw it away. Unfortunately.
No, come on.
I'm sorry, guys, but it is what it is. It is what it is. You can have 1 year. I mean, if you're having 1 year old, it's good. It's better than nothing. You know,
it
balances you out. Remember, you're still eating throughout the whole day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yes.
We're not throwing away food.
I'm sorry.
We refuse. Tembelane or Ramkabela. Final question, because now I need to let you go. Like a record, you're a busy man.
Mm-hmm.
What is your biggest dream when it comes to fitness?
Oh,
what have you done? And then what's the next thing? What is the next big thing for you?
All right. That is a very broad question. What have I done? Okay, I'm a pageant guy, right? So okay. I love pageants, right? The biggest pageant I've done that I enjoyed was was Mr. King of South Africa. I won Mr. Physique there. And I did a fitness runway model. It was also a great show, right?
Uh-huh.
I loved it. But from that experience... and being from Kumasi, I realized that there's so much potential that we're not tapping in as a province.
Okay.
Guys, there's so many spaces in sports. There's rugby, there's cricket, there's netball, there's athletics, there's soccer, there's now Hyrox. There's so many things where people can become who they're meant to be internally because we're all blessed differently. If you go to Kumasi, how many kids or how many stars will we brew if we just give them opportunity to give them a foundation? Mm-hmm. The same foundation I had moving from Kumasi, going to Springfield Primary to a school that had physical training during the school days two times a week.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? If we as a government or as a province of Mpumalanga could start implementing such things to actually build a foundation for kids to understand what can come from sports and who they can become and how they can change their lives. That would be something amazing. So currently I am working on a project called Umcele. Umcele tournament, which consists of all the sports I mentioned.
Nice.
And I think that's a way that would change a lot of people's lives, guys. It would decrease so many things in society, like gender-based violence, unemployment. There's so many things that one change can bring.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well said. I hope your project goes really, really well and that it's received well, especially in the province, because that's where your target is. That's the young people, especially from young people from where you come from.
Yes.
To also engage in that as well.
Yes.
I sadly have to let you go, but loved speaking to you. When are we seeing you at the gym?
You can see me at the gym anytime you want. I'm just saying. If you need me, just holler at me. It's not difficult. If you want to go on a trail run, because you mentioned that it's not safe for ladies to run at four, guys, catch me on Facebook. I'm Tembela Mkabela.
Yes.
Or on Instagram, Raise the Fitness. And we can organize a day to just go for a hike. There's nothing wrong with taking or getting sweaty a little bit. It's good to sweat, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's always good to do it in a group, because then you're going to be motivated.
And encouraging as well.
And encouraged.
I'm going to let you go. Best compliment you've ever received?
Best compliment I've ever received?
Compliment, yeah.
Amangela Kenge.
A strong man, a muscle man. Tembela Neo, thank you so much for joining us once again. It's been an absolute pleasure, yeah?
Thank you, guys.